So today I'm talking to the lovely Lucy. How are you doing, Lucy?
Very good, thank you. Very excited for Christmas.
So I'm talking to you today about your tune for the RSPCA video this year. But I also, first of all, just because I'm intrigued, I noticed 2016, you wrote a song also for the RSPCA's video.
That's right, yeah. So, so they did their first ever Christmas video last year, which featured the story of a rescue dog called Bridie. Yeah, I was lucky enough to be asked if I would write a song for that one. So that was really lovely. So I wrote it with my friend of mine, Ali Gavin, who owns a recording studio, and we wrote it and recorded it together.
Oh, I see. So I was wondering where the connection was. They actually contacted you to ask you, did they, the RSPCA?
Well, I actually work for the RSPCA when I'm not doing band stuff.
I see. I thought there might have to be a connection, and this is what I was wondering, which is interesting, because I know you've got a dog and a cat.
Yes, I have a rescue dog, Fiji, and a little cat called Sophie, yep.
And they look like they get on very well, those two.
They do. They are a pair of menaces, actually.
Oh, but that's why we like animals, because they're little monkeys sometimes.
Very true, very true.
Yeah. Oh, well, now that is interesting. So that all ties in really nicely. So your love for animals is there. And the dog, was she a rescue dog, the Southwater dog?
Yeah, so the red setter that's in the video from last year, Bridie, she was rescued by RSPCA inspectors. She was part of a very big case, and there were really sadly quite a few red setters that were found in a house in really filthy cages. They were really badly looked after, but fortunately they were rescued, and Bridie was rehomed by one of the members of staff at the RSPCA headquarters. So she came to live down here, and then she got to start in the Christmas video last year.
Yeah, well, she looked a picture of hell. She really did. That's quite often happens. I don't know if you know, I volunteer for a dog rescue here. And it quite often happens. We look after dogs and end up taking one home, which is what I did as well. Yeah, you can't resist it, can you? So that's great. Now, that's the history behind it, which is wonderful. And then this year we went for a cover. Was that your choice to go for the cover, or did they suggest it?
Yeah, so that was the video team at the RSPCA. There's actually only three of them, which is amazing considering the quality of the video that they've made. It's absolutely fantastic, and they did it on a very tiny, tiny budget, which just goes to show how talented they are.
Yeah.
And that tells the story of Woody, who's also a rescue dog. And they loved the song Stars by Simply Red. Yeah, again, I was really, really lucky that they asked if I would sing a cover of it, and we got permission from Mick Hucknall, which is really exciting, and it all went from there.
It is a beautiful version, and your voice is fantastic. And the emotion there, I mean, it's an interesting video, because the video is actually not a real dog most of the time, but the first time I watched it I felt very emotional, and people crying over it, and then at the end you see the real dog. Is the real dog at the end a rescue dog?
Yep, so that's Woody. He again is owned by somebody at the RSPCA, so yep. He comes in to work at the head offices more or less every day, so it's lovely for I get to see him, and I get to see Bridie, the dog in the other video. Very often I get to kind of reassure myself that they're actually okay now, and they're really loved.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, well, I say we have a connection. I said that to you before I started speaking to you, but Tony Woodley, who obviously you know fairly well.
Yes.
Well, I've met Tony because he brought in a dog to our rescue and was involved with it, called Glynis. And I don't know if you have seen the video, but the BBC came to see us and we had a little video on the news, BBC News.
Oh, fantastic. And that was Tony that brought Glynis in.
What happened was we found Glynis, and in conjunction with the RSPCA, we decided how to treat her, and we brought her to our rescue, paid her vet's bills. But she was one of the worst cases that they'd ever seen. I think the idea was that we were trying to find the owner to prosecute, because it was a cruelty case. So he got involved with the dog, but we told her story, and I met Tony. He came to see Glynis, and Glynis is doing very well. She hasn't been rehomed yet, but she's doing very well. So it was kind of a joint project, but I got to meet the lovely Tony. I gather you've been sort of promoting this together with Tony, the video.
Tony is absolutely fantastic, and Tony has been such a support through all of this, and we live very near to each other as well. So Tony is just brilliant. He's always up for helping promote it all. He genuinely loves his job so much. He's so proud of the RSPCA, and he's so proud of us, you know, any sort of members of staff, and anything that they can do to help spread the word about being kind to animals and rescuing animals. So.
Yeah, he does. He was very good on the clip. So it's all good, all doing our bit. Music-wise, I see you've got a WOP taking a pit stop October 2016, and then you're working on an album for, is that early next year?
Yeah, it will be out very, very soon. We're just putting final touches onto it. So again, with Ali Gavin, who wrote the song for last year with me. He owns a recording studio, Brighton Road Recording Studios, and he's great. So we've written it together and recorded it together. So it won't be long. But it's very exciting for me because that will have 10 tracks on it, and all originals. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, well, that is good. Yes, I like your music. It's very, what's the word, therapeutic, I think.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, interesting to see you're a Motorhead fan. So you see Lemmy 3 times, I see.
Yes, a huge fan.
Yeah, that was a bit of well, it wasn't such a shock because his lifestyle was so out there, really. But he lived life to the full, didn't he, Lemmy? But we do miss him. What character?
Hugely. To be honest, I never thought it would happen. I actually never thought we'd see the day when he would pass away because I thought he would just go on forever. But as you say, he will live forever through all the fans and through the music. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we love our music. We love our animals. And thank you so much for having a chat. Have a lovely Christmas.
You too.
Keep in touch and let us know how all the music plans go.
Oh, I will. Absolutely. Yeah, thank you again.
Thanks a lot.